All right, I've got a recorder going here, Jim, and if you want to just kind of tell me what's going on.
Well, Jim, right now the American Red Cross is now in a critical appeal for blood donors and blood donations. A letter from the chief medical officer at the National Red Cross headquarters in D.C. that was sent out on Monday said that we have missed 500 drives. 500 drives have been canceled, I should say, because of bad weather. And that's just since January 1st. Those 500 drives basically means that the Red Cross hasn't been able to collect more than 16,000 units of blood. And because of that, we are now starting to short hospitals on their requests for blood. We see bad weather as the big issue with drives being canceled. But what we have also seen are not enough donors making it to the drives that we've been able to host. And the flu epidemic has really caused a big issue with the number of people who are willing to get out and donate. So right now, we're just asking people if they have an hour in their day to get on redcrossblood.org or call the 1-800 number, 1-800-RED-CROSS, to see if there's a drive in their area that they could just basically help people and give the gift of life.
One of the great things about that website, too, is that people can use that to make an appointment and speed up that process.
That's exactly right. What they can do is they can call that number or get online at redcrossblood.org and schedule an appointment at one of the drives that we're having here in the Quincy Hannibal area or here in the tri-state area. So it's really a great benefit for anyone who can and get out and help and donate that pint. Now, they're asking that, every drive try to get to the point where they're reaching their goal or even total slots. Because what happens is you may have a goal of 30 at a blood drive and you have 35 people that will present to donate. Well, there might be an issue that the person was out of the country or a person is on medication or a person isn't able to donate and they are what's called deferred. And then you may end up with 20 or 22 at a drive where you had originally intended the goal being 30.
Right.
So what we really want to do is there's a drive at John Wood on Wednesday, a drive in Cahokia on Thursday, a drive at Blessing Hospital on Friday, a drive at Madison Park Christian Church on Saturday, and then next Tuesday at Quincy Medical Group, and then next Wednesday at Hannibal High School. There's other drives that are further out, but if we could just get people to get online and get a drive, an appointment scheduled at one of these drives, it would be fantastic.
It would indeed. And you mentioned, some of the reasons why folks might be deferred. I can't give for another year because I was out of the country a couple of summers ago. And I had to wait 3 years, which is just killing me because I love to donate blood. I've done it many, many times. Is that kind of information on the website, too, so people could maybe look that up and see if maybe they would be deferred?
It's exactly right. Like if they're on a certain medication or if they've been out of the country. Now, there are some countries that the Red Cross, has that list of countries that will cause you to be deferred, and if that country's not on the list, then you're okay. You have to be feeling well that day. You don't want to be, have a fever. There's a multi-step process that a donor will go through before they're actually allowed to donate that day of the day of the drive. One thing I will also tell you, Jim, is people can download the Red Cross app to their smartphone, and on that app, they can use what's called Rapid Pass. And Rapid Pass allows them to answer some questions before they get to the drive, and that can shave maybe 10 or 15 minutes off the time that they actually spend at the drive in the donation process.
Great. Anything to speed that up, people will love. And, of course,
exactly. You
do get a quick medical checkup. It's not like a full deal, but you get blood pressure checked, you get your temperature checked, and they check your blood to make sure you've got enough iron and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So,
exactly.
And then you get fed. There's food and drink along with it.
there's some places that the treat at the end of the donation process, people just show up for that. So, yes, indeed, they take care of you. So.
All right, Jim, thank you so much. We will get this into the news here in the next, hopefully later today, or by at least tomorrow. And I'll also use it. I'll also use it on my weekend FM features. Sure. So I'll use a longer form. So.
All right.
Thank you, sir. Hey, before I let you go, what is your title out there?
Donor Recruitment Account Manager.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jim. Take care.
You bet. Bye.
You bet. Mm-hmm.